Welcome to The High Tide, the show where we explore the strategies shaping the future of law firms. I'm Elizabeth Houtman, and today we're diving into one of the hottest topics in the industry, artificial intelligence. How will AI or Gen AI impact marketing, business development, and client relationships? And what role will BD and marketing professionals play in this transformation? Joining me is Martijn Lesterhuis from Saga Legal, who has been at the forefront of advising firms on growth and innovation. Martijn, great to have you here.
Thank you, Els.
Let's jump right in. How will the changing client needs impact the service delivery of lawyers?
Good question. I think it's going to be huge. What we see at the moment is that AI development in law firms is going very fast. We see since this year that basically every law firm is already experimenting with AI at some stage and thinking about implementation. But on the other hand, this is also happening at clients. So if we look at clients, what's happening, let's take especially, of course, general counsel, for instance. Most general counsel are working also with AI at the moment. And that means that maybe even faster than law firms, they are implementing all kinds of AI solutions in their work processes. Think about contract drafting, think about negotiations, think about risk management, and all kinds of other processes. And this is going to increase. And I think especially when looking at 2026, when we look ahead, agentic AI will step in. Let's say that's the next phase. And I think especially at clients who think much more in processes than law firms, I think that's going to have a huge impact on the way that our clients basically work. So a lot more automation in the work processes, roles of general counsel especially, but looking at other clients as well, is going to change. And that, of course, is going to have an impact on law firms as well, the services that they deliver. Because I think one is the role of the client is going to change in the work they do. Secondly, a lot more work is going to be done internally. And that also means that, clients will request other types of services and certain areas less than what they're doing at the moment.
What will be the service of the law firm in the future?
I think a few things. So think about that clients can do a lot more internally, well, in-house than what they do at the moment. So one thing that clients will be requesting from law firms is really the difficult questions. Anything that's already the case, but anything out of the ordinary process. How do we approach certain things? What is innovative? What's new? New regulations? How do we do this approach? How do we make a real risk assessment? That's still where you go to your law firms. But anything what is, let's say, ordinary business, and maybe law firms don't think as ordinary at the moment, but that's going to be internally. That's one thing. Secondly, I can imagine certain clients will be looking at law firms to simply, I would say,
validate.
And that's what we hear a lot at the moment as well. So we already have certain questions and we have an idea. Can you look at this? Is this what we need to do?
And put a stamp on it for approval.
Yes, exactly. But you need to realize that comes at a price. So what we see at the moment also with the business model of law firms, that they say, okay, a client comes in and they have a question. Sometimes it's okay. And we can't hardly charge anything for it. Sometimes it's totally wrong, and then we still can charge based on the billable hour. But you really need to think there differently, because I think if clients come to you, they still don't know whether it's, whether it's they have some almost a semi-product, as to call it,
yeah.
And it still needs to be checked, and that check has a value, and that takes time to do it. And that's something where, as a lawyer, you still need to focus on how are we going to do this well.
And do you think that the expertise of lawyers will change? Will there be different skills necessary? One of our guests said it's less about the technical part. It's more about support the clients, holding the hands, emotionally maybe. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, definitely. I think let's say that the trusted advisory role is going to be much more important than it's now, because the focus is going to shift a bit more to really value delivery for lawyers than production, right? So now lawyers do a lot of production billable hours, but if AI is going to take a lot of that work out of their hands, they really need to rethink about the service that they deliver to their clients. So it's going to be much more outcome focused. What's the value that I deliver? That's where clients want to pay for. And that also means, well, thinking more at that, I would say, trusted advisory relationship, having that personal relationship over long term, that clients say, we can manage a lot, but if I don't really know, I go to my lawyer and I ask, what shall I do? And I think it sounds all logical, but yeah. I think that's going to be very important. So that trusted advisory, also personal relationship, I think is going to be more important.
What does this mean, do you think, for the role of the BD and marketing teams in well, if you look at the client relationship of law firms?
Yeah, I think, let's say for now, what's really important is with everything going on with AI within law firms, it's very much internally focused. So looking at your own work processes, what's going to happen with the pyramid model, what's going to happen with pricing, it's a huge change. But we should realize our clients change as well. And if our clients are changing in such a way that, they suddenly don't need us for the service that they have and the service we provide at the moment as law firms, then we're really at risk. So I think the whole BD marketing teams, what they should focus on is have that vision and that, let's say, the open communication lines with the clients. What's going to change? What are they doing? And break that into the law firm. And what you see is many, I would say, partners have anecdotal evidence because they speak a few clients and they hear, okay, what's changing? But to have that overall view, I think that's going to be crucial for the future. I think that's where BDMC would have a crucial role.
Yeah.
Yeah. So take that, I would say.
Thinking about new proposition, looking at the market, what is needed?
Yeah, I think so. I think one is show what is changing and to bring that into the law firm, that lawyers start to think about not only how do we do things more efficient, but, okay, we really need to change our services apart from pricing model. And I think helping lawyers, not the best, not the most creative parts in thinking out of the box, I would say, helping them to redefine new services.
Do you think there's a shift needed from the expert to the entrepreneur?
You mean in lawyers?
Yeah.
Well, I think expert is going to be crucial for the future. So because that's why you are still being called. But I think because things are changing so quickly, in that respect, you need to be, well, maybe a bit more entrepreneurial, I agree, because the world is going to look different. So you need to be bold as a law firm as well on making steps, how, listen to client requirements, thinking about what's changing and to step in on that. Because I think if you don't change, you will be out of business in a few years' time. I think that's going to happen quickly.
Well, I think a Greek philosopher already said change is the only constant. So maybe that's our key takeaway for today.
Yeah.
Be innovative, be bold, be entrepreneurial, and also be the expert. Martijn, thank you for sharing these insights. For BD and marketing professionals, the key is to embrace this, to maybe have our lawyers back. So our lawyers can have the clients back. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe and share it with your colleagues. Until next time, keep writing the wave of change.